Go to chapter 2. Look at verse 23. It says, and he said unto them, why do you such things? This is now Eli talking to his sons. So, you know, maybe he hears about these things, and we're thinking, all right, Eli, hey, he's stepping in. About to chastise those kids, amen? Put them in their place. Do something about it, Eli. Well, he's doing something. He said unto them, why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. So what does he do? He just gives them a little slap on the wrist. Yeah. Don't, no, 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 no. Put you on timeout. Don't do that. No? Oh, you're doing it? Okay, well, you shouldn't do that. That's basically what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
Yep. Go to chapter 3. Now we see that the reason why they would not adhere to their father, and we understand it's because they have a reprobate mind according to the Bible, their sons of Belial, is because the Lord wanted to slay them. It says it right there. Because the Lord would slay them. Okay? Look at verse 12. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house when I begin, and I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile. And look what it says, and he restrained them not. So as they're making themselves vile, as they're desecrating the house of God, what is Eli doing? He's not restraining them. You see, God doesn't necessarily expect us to have perfect children, because our children are sinners, amen? They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do things that they shouldn't do. But here's the thing. When they do the things that they shouldn't do, what should the parent do? Restrain them. Amen. Correct them. God doesn't expect our children to walk on water, but he does expect us to do something when they sin against us or they sin against God. They do a sin that is displeasing in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, to restrain them.